This game is called What's That From? Oh, I thought this was building up. Sorry. I thought that was where I need to come in. What's That From? So what we've done is we've had Spider read lines without any emotion.
Yeah, it was very difficult to not just quote these movies.
And now we didn't give him the names of the movies, so he's he just knows them from reading the line. So he's playing with you. You versus Spider. And I threw some tricky ones in here. Here's the first one.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Is that for me to guess or
anyone?
Both of us?
Whoever knows it.
I know it. I'll just give you the shot at it.
We'll just use this as a sample question. How about
okay,
that?
Go ahead.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
I don't. Go ahead, Spider. I don't know.
Airplane.
Airplane. Correct.
Oh, I don't think I ever seen that movie.
You haven't? Oh, it's great.
I don't think I have. Is it with Nicolas Cage?
No,
that's Con Air.
Yeah. No, this one's with what's the guy's name from Smoking Gun and all that? Or Naked Gun? You've seen
Leslie
it.
Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
I'm about to watch
it. It's an old, like, it's parroting all the disaster movies in the 70s and stuff.
It's just line after line. It's just jokes.
Yeah. It's great. This one's an easy one. Someone should get this.
No, I am your father.
Oh, Eric.
Eric.
Star Wars.
That's correct. Oh, I don't know why the music started there.
All right. Just for the record, I mean, like, I can't get into like Star Wars.
No, I completely agree.
I was
literally talking about this to my physical therapy people this week too.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Star Trek better than Star Wars. I don't know why.
I just said, and I think we've talked about this before, it's a nostalgia thing. So it's people that grew up watching it, like you saw it in the 70s, it blew your mind with the effects, right?
No, I've seen both. I actually saw Star Wars before I started watching Star Trek.
No, I just mean like when you saw this for the first time ever in the 70s, nothing had looked like this before. Mm-hmm. And so you're blown away and the music's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, cool. And then you show it to your kids, right? And then they get all excited because they remember that growing up and they show it to their kids. But when you go back and look at it, when you didn't grow up with it, you just watch it as is.
Right.
It's not a good movie. Like the story's not that great. It's not very interesting. There's a lot of talking. There's not really that much action in it.
There is a lot of talking. There is a lot of talking.
And it doesn't
That's
go
what
anywhere.
It is to me.
Yeah. So if it came out today, people would be like, Rotten Tomatoes would be like a 55, guaranteed.
I think less than that.
Yeah.
It's too much talking.
Yeah. And not enough doing. It's a long, they're long movies. There's nothing really interesting about it. Just talking.
Until you get to the end and then.
Yeah, there's like a big battle at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, sorry.
Same thing I think about Harry Potter. It's all nostalgia.
No, let's not go there now. I do like Harry Potter.
All right, let's here's the next one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Eric. Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Do you know what it is, Spider?
Yeah, Jaws.
That's correct.
Well, why didn't you say something?
I'm giving you the shot at it because I've already seen the lines at least.
Yeah, that's true. He's already seen them. I'm surprised you are getting these, though, because you swear up and down you don't watch any TV shows or movies.
Yeah, but these are all old.
Oh. I don't think that's a line.
Hmm.
All right, we'll skip that one. This one.
You're a sad, strange little man.
Oh, I think I know.
You're a sad, strange little man.
Do you know what it is, Spider?
Yeah.
I can't believe you know this one, too.
It's an easy one.
Dang, and I had it in my head, and I'm like, I can't think of it.
Spider?
Toy Story.
That's correct.
Oh, that's right. And I actually went to go watch the new Toy Story movie.
Did you like it?
I actually enjoyed it.
You know why I don't like it?
Why?
Because at the end...
Nostalgia.
No, yeah, nostalgia. You realize it's a terrible movie. No, it's because Woody runs off with... it's been out for a long time now, so if you haven't seen it, tough luck.
Yeah.
But Woody runs off with Bo Peep, who's been gone for forever. He leaves his friends. What were all those movies about? Friends forever, you know, put your friends first, whatever, to infinity and beyond. I got you, Buzz Lightyear. And then as soon as that chick shows up.
You wanted to say
Bo.
As soon as she shows up, he says, bye.
Yeah.
And he takes off with his girl. Doesn't know where she's been. She's been all over the world. Just a whore.
Just been all over. Really.
Yeah. Just been all over everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just walking around.
She already had another boyfriend, that guy that was in an antique shop.
She'd already been with him.
She knew all the rounds of that area.
Yeah. And as soon as Woody saw it, he's like, oh, you know what? Forget all the stuff. Forget the three movies we've done where we're all together. We've grown close. We've done all that stuff. You know, Infinity and Beyond. You've got a friend in me. Forget all of that.
Yeah.
I'm going off with her. Isn't that sucky? Isn't that a sucky way to end that whole thing?
Well, it's just realistic.
Is it the ending?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Good.
Good.
Bros before hoes.
You got a friend.
He forgot the cardinal rule. That's going to be the next movie, though. That's what he says at the end. At least I got you, Buzz. Bros before hoes. You've got a friend in me. All right. Speaking of friends.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, Scarface.
Boom.
That's correct. All right, here's a curveball.
Ah.
That was the whole line. I have no idea what it is.
Ah.
Ah? That could be, it's in so many movies.
Ah.
I don't know.
It's Home Alone when Kevin McAllister. Oh.
That's not. What? Well, then he should at least extended it some more.
Yeah, well, he only gave me three H's, so I read it as it was.
Yeah. I think he missed one H, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. But it's Home Alone, so nobody got that. How about this one?
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Another old school one.
I don't know.
Godfather.
That's correct.
Oh.
All right. This one should be easy.
Why so serious?
Oh, Batman. No, Dark Knight.
Yes, correct. Here's another one. There's another curveball, but you guys should know it's classic.
I want a big one.
Yeah, I had no idea on this one.
I want a big one?
I want a big one.
I think you made me record that line just so you could have it.
I want a big one
later.
No, I don't know. I was going to say she's all that, but he says, supersize my balls, please.
No, that's Jimmy Stewart. It's A Wonderful Life.
I want a big one.
He's over there talking about what kind of suitcase size he wants. He goes, I want a big one. He does that. Do you remember that line?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I ever seen that movie, actually.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I have to watch that one.
You should know this one, Eric.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain.
That's correct.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right. How about this one? This is another classic.
Damn.
Could be any movie a PG-13 rating.
Damn. Damn.
I don't know.
Friday. Duh. Damn.
Okay.
All right. Last one. I think Spider's winning.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator.
Ooh, I'm going to contest that. Because that's Terminator 2.
You know what? You're both right. And that's called What's That From? Did a good job, Spider.
Yeah, just give me lines to read as plain as I can.
Yeah.
I will crush it.